Hello and welcome to Side Dish, your podcast about Longmont. I'm Brady Steffel.
All the stuff you want to know and very little that you need to know about Longmont. And I'm co-host Annie Larner.
I'm so off my game. Usually I do five takes of this before I get it right, and here we are.
He does actually do five takes. That's the only editing I do.
Yeah.
So we're here live at the best distiller in town, Dryland Distiller. Hey!
They're going crazy.
And I have a drink called Between the Sheets, and it is fantastic. I cannot recommend enough. It is the holiday drink. I'm going to get another one really soon.
What's in it?
It's a rum drink, and it's really good.
It's a rum drink? It's a whiskey drink?
Yeah. So
we're tub thumping now.
All right. Before we start, big ups to Nels with Dryland Distillers. You are awesome. Thank you so much for hosting. You're awesome.
Woo.
It's so fun to be here. Everybody knows Dryland Distillers is the best. And I also want to big ups Tim Golsrud. Did I say that right? With Soundpost Sessions, who's actually enabling the like four people here who came out to listen.
There's more than that.
So listen to our podcast. Yeah. Thank you, Tim. We have a PA. I think we're recording this. We'll actually be able to post it this time. It's not a total crisis. And for those of you who don't know what Soundpost Sessions does, they're downtown here in Longmont, and they do sound production for pretty much every event that matters downtown and beyond. And if you're ever needing any like sound consultation, PA, yada, yada, Tim is your man. He will show up. He knows everything. He problem solves. And he's based, what, in the Times Collaborative? I believe so. Yeah. Co-working space, event space downtown. So
and it's a,
thank
it's
you, Tim.
The last Thanks, time Soundpost. We had, it's like some computer speakers and a dream. And yep. the dream died yep. right there on yep. the table. So that was
and
bad.
And I'm sorry I'm shouting. This is really different.
Yeah, you have a microphone.
Like,
you
we're in like just, a closet in a podcast.
What do you got
like,
about Longmont?
Whisper.
This is a Longmont podcast, okay. ostensibly.
Yeah.
What do you got?
And we do have some listeners. We've got like a wife. We have a friend. And I want to shout out a listener who showed up, Peter, with Front Range Window Cleaning,
yeah,
who's been a listener for years.
There he is.
Thanks, Peter. So check him out. He is awesome, and he cleans windows for all the commercial spaces downtown. He's what's up. Thanks, Peter.
The best thing
Thanks
you can say
awesome.
About like a window cleaner is like you don't notice that they've been there.
Right.
It's just nice and tidy. And
you only notice when they haven't been there.
I've never noticed dirty windows at Dryland, so life's pretty good.
I was actually noticing dirty windows at my house today. My bathroom window, I like almost can't see out of between the screen and the, you know. I have a friend going through cancer right now, and I know this is a seg, but she's,
happy holidays, everybody.
I know, pancreatic cancer is super sad. And like some friends galvanized around to do something for them. Mm-hmm. And what she asked for was for help cleaning their windows because mm-hmm. she loves sunlight. And as she's kind of living through this last year or two or three or whatever, she was wanting they clean their windows going into the winter every sure. year so they can get more sunlight into her house. And this group,
if you're gonna be
that was what they did, was clean the windows. So it matters. It does let more sunlight into your house. So what's up, Peter? Thanks for being here. What you got, Brady?
I asked you. You just said you've been talking about things. You got anything? I got a list.
I got some things. Okay. Well, first of all, I'll just repeat a couple openings that have happened around town. We had the Bearded Brewer that opened. Juicy Seafood. Have you been?
No.
Yeah. So Juicy Seafood, they do the, like, I think it's a crawfish boil.
Okay.
Style stuff. In the Tebow Plaza down there where...
Which one is that?
Like
this is great.
Texas Roadhouse,
okay.
Sushi Leo, best sushi in town, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
A bunch of so Juicy Seafood is the same guys who started Sumo
yeah.
and Chicken Jack's, which was formerly something else, I think.
Probably.
But anyway, they're formidable restaurant operators. They opened Juicy Seafood that finally opened after a long wait. Spitz that you've talked about, right?
Spitz.
And the local drive, which I went to with a listener who's here, Kyle. And we played a course. It is so much fun. Golf simulator. If you're a golfer, hit it up this winter. It's awesome. So I think we kind of mentioned all those, but I think it's worth mentioning again.
Yeah. So something that's kind of interesting is Next Light is working on doing a bit of expansion. I'm not sure. Is this riveting? Is this dead?
What? Okay, go ahead.
So they're talking about how they sort of reached, you know, there was 41,000 premises in Longmont. 91% of those have fiber access. So they've been working to make sure that kind of all new builds have it. And they've even explored a little bit trying to get outside of this area. And they're saying that they wouldn't use any of the initial startup money to kind of grow their footprint a little bit.
Hmm.
So I think that's kind of cool because I think...
I did think I read that. What did they say the fiber shelf life was?
That like, I don't know.
20 years or something? Like,
this is a really... We're really into the weeds.
No, really. I did read about it. And I know that they're kind of looking for an expansion because they have a facility in Longmont that they need. They need a new facility and they want to do like a retail kind of component with it where they... I don't know.
Got my internet a la carte.
No, really. They bring people where you can bring in like customers and potentially do some VR stuff or things that like are high internet user activities and show how fast fiber is or whatever, because they're trying to like, I think it's a promo marketing thing to, expand beyond Longmont.
Yeah, I think.
Which would be great. I'd like to continue my $50 a month fiber.
Yeah, the sweetheart deal is.
Do you have the sweetheart deal?
Yeah, I got the sweetheart deal.
Yeah,
we signed up. Really
I know, because it's expensive now. Do you know what it is? Does anybody know what it is now to buy Nextlight brand new?
It's $100 like bucks or more, isn't
it? At least 100, I think.
Still worth.
Yeah, I would agree. It's the thing.
I love it because you call them up and they're just like, hey, it's a person. And you're like, wait, I was waiting in the phone tree.
Comcast.
I can help. It's cool. You got the wrong Ethernet cable. Fix that.
Yeah.
You don't need to call me anymore.
Interesting. Well, yeah. I mean, it is a question, though. I do think about, as I see all the Starlink satellites released every like night for 2 weeks, what the future of fiber is once it does have its shelf life. At some point, it will become obsolete.
It's going to have to get pretty good before it can replace the hard line. I mean, I run a hard
line. But technology evolves so fast.
Technology.
I don't know. When we tour these commercial buildings, especially old offices, you always find the tech closet. It's like, where's the server closet? Somewhere in any given office, there's always a server closet, and you open it up, and it's like, a million old phone lines and then the Ethernet lines and then somewhere over there is like the small humble fiber line and you're like, oh, that's the only one that matters because nobody else does anything else. But at some point that humble fiber line will also be this dusty, you're like, just cut it, get out.
I think we got a minute.
Okay.
We got at least two.
At least two minutes.
It was a couple minutes before.
Times 20.
I think it's great. I'm happy to see them expand. I know Nextlight's also done a little bit of work in the community, especially during the pandemic, as I understand.
They're great.
Yeah. They've helped.
It's a good like structure of an organization,
Yeah,
they've
helped kids get online for school and that type of stuff. So very cool stuff. I love to see that. Have you ever heard of Art Parts?
Nope.
Art Parts?
Nope.
I just learned about this on the old Blue Sky where I go and do my, I do posting. I post a little.
It's like you're like Xing X.
Yeah, I'm out. Boom. It's off. Okay, it's done. I've moved on. Art Parts is a non-profit creative reuse center in the heart of Boulder. So they take donations of unwanted or surplus creative materials and offer them to the community at deeply discounted prices.
Nice.
That's the basic model. So
where is it?
It's in downtown Boulder. It's in Boulder somewhere.
You know, that's cool because I went to go donate a bunch of stuff at Resource the other day and they wouldn't take my blinds and they wouldn't take my fabric.
Oh.
And the people at Resource were very knowledgeable, I guess I'll say that, about where all your donated goods could go. And they were like, oh, there's one place in town that will take donated fabric, because I'm not even like a crafter. I'm the complete opposite of a crafter. And I have so much stupid scraps of fabric. And I was like, where do I take this? There's like one place in Boulder. So art supplies, I think, would be a very specific category where.
Yeah, it's cool because you can go on there, get all kinds of stuff. I'll dig for the photos. They're at 3080 Valmont.
Nice.
That's where they're actually
at. Good to know.
So yeah, you can head down there. They just had like pictures of, I'm sure, just whatever you can get. But there's like some brass hinges and like metal doodads and threads and bobbins and all kinds of stuff. And it's like,
oh, nice.
That stuff ain't cheap.
That's good to know. Yeah.
So and then I got beads here and looks like chalk.
Okay.
All kinds
of stuff. Art parts. We'll put it in the show notes. So let's see. Today is like solstice.
Mm-hmm.
It's the darkest day of the year,
mm-hmm.
I think, or tomorrow. I can't remember ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost the end of the year. And I just got to say, it's been a weird year for the economy, a weird year just, I don't know. In real estate, it's a weird year. I'll say that. But I feel really bullish about where Longmont's at compared even to the rest of the county. And I just want to highlight a couple, milestones for Longmont. One, we've exceeded Boulder as the most populated city in the county.
Officially now?
Yeah, officially, they estimate us about 103,000, which exceeds Boulder, and now it's the most populated. And,
take that.
So many cool places have opened. There's so much interest in Longmont from an investor standpoint, from new businesses. And I feel like I can't say for sure what these places are, but I just want to call out some teasers.
I don't know them, but here's some names.
Some places that are coming up on the horizon in Longmont as we go into 2024, okay. Which are exciting. In downtown alone, we have Elevated Tacos coming to Ocali's. We all know that one, actually. A really good New York-style pizzeria coming. Mediterranean restaurant coming. A fine dining restaurant coming, like real fine dining, like actual, we've tried fine dining. God. We've not actually achieved it yet. Real fine dining. A new coffee shop. It's going to hit all the marks. And cookie shop. That's just like stuff I happen to know about right now coming in 2024 for sure. And then there's going to be a dozen more.
I might have to buy some pants that don't have any paint on them. Go out of the house. Come exactly. here and hang out with you. I don't really care.
No, it's okay. Keep Longmont, you know?
Yeah.
And then elsewhere in Longmont, potentially some hot pot, which is really cool.
Really?
And, yep. And some legit seafood. I do know about some legit seafood coming.
Is that the name of the place?
Like a seafood restaurant.
Legit seafood?
No, legit seafood.
Legit.
You know, with like an oyster bar and all that. So
no mock crab.
Very bullish on 2024 in Longmont and what's coming. I think we're on the precipice of really cool amenities. Businesses taking a lot of interest in this town, seeing the changes, wanting to be open past 10, wanting more amenities for young people. I don't know. I'm excited about it.
Like, we moved here in 13, and when we got here, we walk our dog. We walk the dog on like Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon on Main Street, and there's like crickets chirping, and you know the tumbleweed going across. And now it's like you can't walk down there anymore. It's nuts. It's crazy. It's so much fun to see.
It's good. It's a good time to be in Longmont. I'm excited about next year.
I'm excited too. Well, we'll have more updates when we actually know names.
We will. I promise.
When we know about them, we'll actually tell you.
I promise.
I'm just making it up.
I'll come back. These are teasers that will. I promise I'll deliver on.
Where to God, there's going to be a hot pot place. Yeah, there's going to be like another
spa
place.
That one's a little bit looser, actually, quite honestly. But everything else I said.
Yeah, there's going to be a sponge painting kiosk downtown. It's going to be amazing. Right? You got anything else you want to make up?
No, actually, I do.
Okay,
this is some gossip. So down at 3rd and Main, the speakeasy.
Yeah.
Kind of like from the Longmont Christmas past a little bit, but, you know, we'll see if it makes it into the Longmont Christmas future or whatever. But anyway, the word is that the operator of the speakeasy, owner, whatever, bought that whole building.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing with all the... and. Including, so that includes like the Chinese restaurant, the Java Stop, and then all the crazy residential upstairs. And if you've ever walked into that building, it feels like the Titanic not maintained for 100 years. It's kind of like the cool, crazy lobby with like the stairs that go upstairs, and you start walking up and you're not sure if the stairs are going to like hold you. But evidently, the new owner is.
Wow.
Okay. I know. She's apparently a local person. Exploring whether she can do sort of like hospitality, hotel, maybe short-term rental situation with the residential, may or may not continue to keep the speakeasy open to service or disservice
alcohol. Yeah.
the residential, whatever that ends up there. But plans in the work, depends on zoning, depends on funding, a bunch of different things, but that's been acquired with some plans in the works in the future for
that.
Speaking
of that corner, I noticed that the For the People sign is gone.
What For the People sign?
The one that's like, you know, the old Roboto shop, the one where that sign on the southwestern corner, that gray building, and then there's the sign over the top of it.
Wait, it's southwest? That's the Hilltop building.
Sure.
Where like the sewer or the seamstress and then the pinata shop and...
Yeah, that place.
So what about it?
There's that sign out front. It always just said like For the People on it.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
So I'm getting eyes out here. That's like, what happened to the words?
Oh, I don't know.
The words are going, it's a mystery.
I will find out.
It's been missed. Okay. Well, we got nothing there.
That's another like female owner.
Thank you for listening today. It's extremely informative.
I know. And a shout out too to Longmont for some really cool. So Hilltop Building is run by a female owner who leases that place up pretty nicely. And we've got a female that is choosing to invest and do adaptive reuse on all of the buildings that you see that have a giant hole in them between 3rd and 4th on Main. So I think it's 357 Main.
That's a lot of
crazy projects been going on. That's like...
It's a lot of buildings.
Yeah. That one, that's a female sort of like development entrepreneur that's right. Just dumping some money into Longmont and is long on Longmont. And then the one
Here's
at Main...
There's some holes to pour some money into.
The one at Main and 9th. is another local resident female who has sort of had a second career redeloping that whole corner. And I know of a couple more coming up, and it's kind of a cool story. Like, it's just, I don't know. They see something in the town.
Successfully out there doing it.
Or just even like a second career. Yeah. Cool stories on them.
I'm eager to see what happens with all the stuff on Main Street when, I mean, because we've been talking about it. There's a few open, but there's a lot that are pending right now. So we don't need to give up.
There is a lot pending.
Yeah. So there's a lot
of those that were like mentioned in a very understated way here. Okay. So that's cool. And I want to mention a listener mail that we got.
Oh, we got mail.
We got mail.
You got it?
I found this actually buried, but someone wanted to make sure we knew. This was one of our anonymous listener mails that was a Hey Dummies.
You can write your name to it. It's okay.
Hey Dummies. Did you know that the Dickens Opera House is holding Swigger events? Their first one was November 17th. They partnered with Northern Colorado Lifestyle Community. I hear they plan to do more. Seems Longmont has a lot of swingers! Double exclamation point. So, it is. These guys are called... it's called Northern Colorado Lifestyle Community. I think it's an organization out of Denver that expanded north. And yeah, it's to normalize non-monogamous relationships in a healthy way. And so they have... they had their first event at the end of November. Oh, it's an expansion of Share Denver, who's in Denver. That's right. An organization dedicated to normalizing ethical non-monogamy, or ENM. That's an acronym to remember.
Yeah.
Set to expand its reach, and this is Longmont Leader, by the way, with the grand launch of No Co Exchange. So they had their first event. I see a picture here. It's great.
There was a theorized swingers house. I can't remember where it was. I know that the name of the episode's called like Swingers and Handcuffs. So if you're going
to
do the deep dive, you can dig it
that
up.
That was my sec. And I want to mention that Swingers and Handcuffs was our number one most downloaded episode of the year, according to our stats from this that they Spotify sent me. And that guest is here right now,
in the audience.
Yeah. Blushing, trying to hide.
One of my all-time
faves. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't.
It's all because of you, Dusty. I'm sorry to say your name, man. I don't know. Came on to Swingers and Handcuffs.
Title game's on point, though. I mean,
that was our number one episode.
Thanks, Dusty. I got a lot less interesting stuff than that.
I can't remember where the swingers.
After the swingers talk like
where the swingers reference.
That's really heady.
From.
No, that's okay, wild. Right. For once at a loss for words. Colorado Treesus is coming to the same insect ravaging forest. Arborists have tips to keep your backyard healthy. How's that for a transition? Ham meat fist. Basically, water your trees, mulch them up.
Oh, it is important to water them.
It's that time
winter.
Of year. We got to give a shout out to the show's founder, Eric Ozempa of the Longmont Community Foundation, who about this time of year, every year, would get up and say, water your trees, folks, especially those ones on the hill strip. So if you got that little, in front of the, you know, the sidewalk, and then there's that little strip, and then there's a street. You got trees there? Go get your hose out. Hose them down. Yeah, get your trees watered. You don't want them crocodile because they're very stressed.
They are.
And they're not. It's not like the nativist place for a lot of the trees we got around here.
Yeah,
so you
got to
kind of take care of them. So that's a hot tip. That's a recurring theme on this show.
PSA.
Water your trees.
Water your trees.
Yeah.
Hey, and another PSA.
Okay.
Did you drive here tonight?
Kind of.
Where'd you?
Dropped off.
Oh, okay. No, that doesn't count. Well, I parked in the spoke on Kaufman Garage. So close to Dryland Distillers, and just want to keep reiterating to people to use the spoke on Kaufman. It is so stinking easy, and I feel like it's just not parked up ever. Anytime you want to use that parking lot at Kimbark and 6th, I think it is, forget about it. Just park one time, one and done, walk through the breezeway, go across the street, you're everywhere you need to be.
One of my favorite perennial grouses about this city is the parking situation.
Yeah, you and everyone.
I can't park directly in front of the building that I want to walk into, and I've never been more upset
in my life.
It's
changing. It is changing. I feel like the mindset's changing.
It's not so bad. Like, you can walk a block or two, and a lot of times if you're on and you go like one street out, it's like it's really not a big deal, so it's fine. But that's a good hot tip.
And same with the businesses who are shopping downtown. I feel like potential tenants come looking and they're not worried about parking. They get it. That's part of the package deal. You just know there's no parking downtown if you want to be like an urban business.
The Main Street corridor is like blocks and blocks long. If you have to walk like a block to get to your, it's not like a big deal.
It's not even blocks and blocks. It's like three blocks long.
The Main Street corridor?
Well, like the kind of the crux of it is from
you go down Second Street,
third to sixth. That's three blocks.
To eighth, if you want, whatever. Don't throw out the fringes. Don't throw shade. I like my businesses. It's fine. You want to talk wolves? You want to talk trains?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit more downtown. So, What was I going to say? I don't know. Oh, a couple buildings traded that I find of interest. So, you know the building, the white building that's the Lale radio station?
Yes.
The AM Spanish radio.
Aquí,
that's awesome.
Mandalay. Yeah.
Run by Jesse Rodriguez, who's been in this community forever. Total radio guy. He's awesome. Absolutely love him. And he has owned that building and it's been on the market for a while. Finally sold to the guy next door.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy next door sold his building to the gal next door.
Oh.
And they're all just kind of moving on up. So it was like the owner of Magic Fairy Candles bought the building next to her, owned by the guy who's had that building, that big yellow building that kind of had some turnover, like that catering company that was up and down during COVID.
Okay.
Like that takeaway. I don't even know. Yellow, two-story, residential on top.
About that money,
bought that. And then that sold and went to the... and then he bought... 624 Main. No idea what their plans are for either of them, but I've seen a bunch of work going on at the yellow building.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 630 Main, next to the Lale one, to the left of the Lale one. And I think they're going to do some sort of, because there's kitchens in there and stuff. So maybe something with restaurants.
Food.
So pay attention.
Ostensibly.
Because that Magic Fairy Candles is a great business. She's been there a long time and mm-hmm. she does mm-hmm. a good job.
Big anchor store.
She knows how to build out spaces, I'll say that, yeah.
So it's musical chairs of some sort.
It is. No, it's really funny to me. Like
municipal leapfrog.
Usually when you try to sell your house, it's the person's right there. It's like,
hey, it'd be really easy if you bought the house. You could just drag the furniture over.
Just moving on up.
Stick at a time.
All right, that's all I got for downtown.
You want to talk contentious stuff? Because we got the Wolves were released recently.
I heard something about the Wolves. Yeah. What happened?
Five Wolves released into the wild. Yeah,
Polis was
there.
They're trying to like build up the
really
population.
Having Wolves because they were hunted to extinction in the 40s.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so they went to Oregon and said, I'll take these, and then brought them here in a crate, ostensibly. Not just, they'd be a lot to hold.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes you get your dog on your lap when you're coming home from the vet or whatever. Probably not advisable. So they had these big metal crates. They let five out into the wilderness. I can't remember if it was three males, two females. I think it was the other way around. It's a repopulation effort. This one's the ballot. It's very heated. I mean, it's like, you know,
because
the ranchers do not want
them. Oh, because the ranchers, right. Yeah, of course.
And so,
well, they've had it pretty easy.
So, well, you might get some mail for that one. So that was a big thing. There's a video online, actually, which is kind of cool. I mean, it's you lose sight of how absolutely massive a wolf is. Like you have a dog, you're like, oh, I've seen a husky. It's like, that's like a wolf. And it's like, they're just like little toy animals compared to a wolf. They're so big. I mean,
huh.
You know, big spooky animal, huge mane, big powerful, you know, like.
Yeah, that crate is huge.
Evocative beasts. So kind of a cool effort. The voters voted it in, you know, it's not, I didn't do it. It's whatever. Don't at me on this.
Yeah, that
one.
Was on
cool.
the ballot. I forgot about
ballot.
That.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay.
House Bill 21-1162 prohibits stores and large chains from grocery stores from providing single-use plastic carry-out bags to customers beginning January 1st, 2024. This slept me. I didn't have any idea this was coming. No plastic, apparently. Single-use plastic bags will be leaving Colorado stores in 2024.
Like you can't even buy them.
I think it's like you stick it in paper.
Right,
or,
but because right now you can at least buy them.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was the... Yeah, I didn't know that either.
And I'm going to struggle for... dog duty.
I was gonna say that's the one thing I've missed since not bringing any home because, the cat litter.
It's
nice for that.
It's a big one. So I'd say, like, I will struggle there. Like, I'm not to buy them. It's legit. Because we've been just sort of, if I forget the bags, which I do kind of a lot, I just go, I need them. I gotta.
I know.
Chase
when
my
I do
dog.
Pick up, the poor guys are so annoyed with me. It's like freezing cold, and we're literally just like peanut butter, jelly. Bread, like just one by one into my back seat. Like I've been at least trying to keep like a laundry basket in my trunk at all times, so you can always throw it.
Like people were talking,
but I love it. I love the no bags. I love it.
Yeah, and I don't mind like if they just give you a no box that know, something else came in.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
that's great. You can reuse it because I don't keep the paper bags for anything. Just get rid of them. Like they're just gonna go into the recycling. If you got a box that was already used for something, I'm fine with that.
Randall,
shout out to Randall's in Minnesota. Yeah, Randall's. This is a deep cut. Yeah. So Randall's in Minnesota, they just got like all the boxes that the stuff came in. They just like throw them over on sort of a shelf. And if you don't have
a grocery store or what?
Grocery store.
Gotcha.
So you just grab it and you put your mayo and your carrots and whatever else you buy from a grocery store in a box. And then you can just carry that up or several boxes.
Yeah. Makes sense to me. I like it.
I don't hate it. Oh, and we did talk about this last time, but I'll say it again. Longmont has chosen a mascot. The Long Monster.
I hate that.
What's with the hate?
I don't like the Long Monster.
What's the deal? Why?
Who says Long Monster? It's stupid. It's
this guy here. If you are listening and you don't, do you hate Long Monster? Do you like Long Monster? Nobody cares.
Yeah. Thumbs down.
On the back.
Thumbs down.
I respect the opinion.
I don't.
Thumbs down. I got no
hate.
Okay.
What's worse, fine. Long Monster or Long Tucky?
So
both bad.
The
equal
other
thumbs down.
The other votes were for Ms. Sugarbeet and Long's Peak.
Those are just all bad. They're just all bad.
I'll say of the finals.
I wish I had something positive to say about any of them. Yes. Not the crack pipe.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Call out from the audience that we need a new flag. If you haven't seen the Longmont flag, and maybe you got your phone there with you, I advise you to pull it up. Because it's really a whopper.
I don't get it.
Have you not seen it?
Well, remember Keith, our guest, said it looked like an upside down crack pipe.
It does. 100%. It looks like a crack pipe. I'm going to say it's terrible. And we got some agreement out there. Minnesota just voted on a new flag. And while a lot of my friends are underwhelmed because they live in Minnesota, it's an improvement. And it would be a vast improvement over what we got.
Doesn't seem like it checks out that Minnesota have like an underwhelming flag.
Yeah, it's
like,
fine.
Whatever.
But I mean, the bar for the Longmont flag literally was dropped on the floor years ago. That's yeah, hard. Right?
I forget. I went to a Die Hard thing. Actually, I don't know if Doug's a listener, actually, with some friends. It was a parody of Die Hard. It was a one-man act retelling in a humorous way Die Hard.
Going back to the beginning of this sort of story, Die Hard, I talked about a week or two ago saying, hey, that's my jam for Christmas movies. And then I also said, hey, like there's other things going on. We're looking at my screen because they're showing it in a couple of theaters. So if you're,
a Die Hard, Die Hard fan,
that's the one. Wow. Killed it. So if you've got, you don't get that kind of stuff anywhere else in this building tonight. So, If you are a diehard fan, they are showing the actual feature length, whatever. So go back and watch that. Support Bruce Willis, even though he's got the whole...
Or go to DCPA and hear the hilarious parody called Yippee-Ki-Yay. It's amazing.
I would watch both.
But I have a confession. I watched Die Hard like 3 weeks ago for the first time ever.
It's amazing.
It was kind of amazing, actually.
There's no two ways about it. There's no other opinion.
I will be watching it every year, I think.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It goes Die Hard 1's the best, Die Hard 3, Die Hard 4, Die Hard 2, and then the other ones sadly never got issued. They never got finished, which is nice.
Ran out.
Because I think it could have been really bad. I'm glad they skipped on some of those recent Star Wars movies, too, because some of those...
All right, we're scraping the bottle of the barrel here. I did hear another rumor that Outworld Brewing will be moving on. Sadly, or no longer in their space in Prospect. This is a rumor, maybe even told to me by someone here right now. That they are not going to be there anymore, sadly, because they are super niche and like have their small but mighty following, that they will be reincorporated back into some sort of brewery situation down in Denver.
Cool. Well, I'm not sure if that's cool.
Rest in peace. Another Prospect casualty.
Yeah.
What can I say? And there may be an operator coming up. This I didn't mention for my 2024 lineup coming up at Johnson's Gas in Prospect.
Oh, yeah. The Jack Kerouac on the road.
Yeah. And those developers are interesting. That's a family run thing. They are from Longmont, son grew up in Longmont type of thing. And they love to do adaptive reuse type of developments as well as like luxury condos. But anyway, that gas station, they took that project over from Kiki, the original developer of Prospect, when they ran out of money. And that was one of the projects they just never quite got to. Sold that off to these guys who have been working on, renovating this thing. It is so cool inside. Beautiful bar. They want to have like an ice cream bar and then like a bar and then this awesome area outside that actually was a pool, but they decided to fill it in. And now it's just sort of this courtyard area where you can do drinks. And then it has like this 1,000 square foot deck upstairs. And like a kitchen, and then it's flanked by some like luxury condos. It is chic. It reminds me of View House in Denver, if you've ever been there.
You know, I don't leave this city. I know nothing.
That's true. Anyway, they've been looking for an operator for that whole thing. They have a strong vision for what they want to see there and maybe getting close to something. So I foresee that coming online in 2024 as well, which would be a nice anchor for prospect.
So everybody knows we called out a couple of months ago the social occasion of the year, of the season at the very least, which was a meeting about what to do with prairie dogs.
I thought it was the floodplain maps. That was a big one.
No, it's the prairie
dogs.
That's
like second. Okay, yeah, prairie dogs.
Easily the prairie dogs. Floodplain map. I mean, it's an honorable mention for sure. And like, it's funny. And then the guy like on the Boulder subreddit, it's like City of Boulder, Colorado, 2023 prairie dog management budget, $100,000 toward death of prairie dogs by PERC treatment, which is pressurized carbon monoxide to the burrows instead of relocation.
PERC as in P-E-R-K?
P-E-R-C. So they're going to gas them, which is weird, but that's where some of our money goes to, I guess. I
recall my days of getting the laughing gas at the dentist's office, and if it's anything like that, I'd die that way.
Well,
I'd take it.
You may yet have an opportunity. I don't know.
This is great.
Don't hang out with too many prairie dogs. So we had sort of a somber, resolution to the hot spot of the season, and that's not what I expected, but I wanted to call it out since we have been tracking this one, oddly enough. Bit of a weird one. And then there's train news. We got like...
Train news.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's riveting. Train news. Let's hear
it. Trains. So I'm trying to find the whole thing, but they're basically the trains. We got like $500,000 to do some more studies. And there's
more
all
studies.
The, yeah, more studies.
What will those studies conclude this time? They are awful.
I would love a train. I would. I'm on board with that. I know we paid money. I know it's hot and contentious, whatever. But they're saying, hey, we're going to do some more studies. There's some federal grant funds that came through with the Build Back Better Act, I believe. And there's potentially a lot more money to follow.
Listen,
like,
when you only study it like every 7 years, it's probably worth restudying because shit changes.
Yeah, it does. So anyway, that was a thing too. So trains,
right.
Planes.
Dude, I'm all out. That's all I got.
That's it. You're completely cast.
Literally, I went through my whole list. That's
all
I got.
Your drink is empty, so probably
I know that
some
too.
Motivation
really, I'm kind of
well.
Just really wanting more drink.
That's okay. Well, we can call it then. We want to thank everybody. Well, we do want to call this guy.
No, and I want to thank the listeners of Side Dish. This will probably be our last episode of the year, I imagine. So thanks to everyone out there who listens to Side Dish. It's fun to do this podcast, and we love listener mail. Please send us your feedback. It's the most fun part, what people say.
We don't actually ignore it. We might not tell you anything. There is another guy. Wee Woo Coming For You is in search of some Lucille's ketchup. He does
Lucille's ketchup.
He lives by, away from Longmont. It's funny the stuff that you
miss. He like moved and he wants Lucille's ketchup.
Some ketchup. So.
I'm sure you can find
strange
someone
the things that you'll miss if you leave our fair city.
Gotcha.
Just saying. Okay. That. So that's a wrap.
I think so.
Okay.
That's all I got. You
Let
got anything else?
Go.
Let them drink on. Thanks for coming out.
And
thanks again to Nels from Dryland Distillery for hosting us here. This place is just the best. And definitely get yourself a Between the Sheets before the season ends.
It's a subtle reference to something.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, my drink.
Yeah, do you want to thank anybody else, the music people?
Oh, yeah. They thank Andy Epler and David Cotter Music for intro and outro music, which you will hear later. And that's all I got. Oh, hit us up at sidedishlongmont@gmail.com for any comments. And we'll see you next year.